from Smriti Devgan to research career, which involves say mouse models and animal sacrifice for research purpose. Is it illicit? Will it lead to karmic consequences? Answer: as far as karmic consequences are concerned, practically everything that we do in this world has karmic consequences. So we needn't worry too much about the consequences of karma. Our focus can be on striving to connect with Krishna. Our focus can be on striving to do what, put ourselves in whatever situation is best for us for progressing in bhakti. And while doing that, if we can move towards as devotional a vocation, or at least as less anti-devotional a vocation as possible, that is okay. That is preferable. So our primary consideration in doing any activity should not be karmic consequences. Our primary consideration should be overall devotional compatibility. And as long as we have the devotional compatibility, we will be able to have that inner strength, have that higher taste, by which whatever difficulties we may face, we will learn how to deal with them. So in some situations, it may well be that we might be able to find out even within that profession something which is a little less anti-devotional. So as far as the specifics are concerned, that we have to see according to time, place, circumstance. Now in certain professions, as you said, that say if Prabhupada was asked this question about frogs being used for testing, and once a research scientist said, "Can't," Prabhupada just told him, poor Mr. Frog. He said, what? He said, the poor frogs have to die. So, but the doctor said that, the medical researcher said that, but actually through this, we are actually developing medicine by which people can be saved. So Prabhupada said that, actually, we can have similar medicines through Ayurveda, we can have similar medicines to other means. So as much as possible, we try to minimize the violence in the research. And who knows, if we have a great interest for research and if we have a sincere desire to try to follow the principles, then nowadays there is a lot of awareness of the need for minimizing violence against women. And Krishna may enable us to find out ways in which we can do the same research, achieve the same research purposes, but by non-violent means. Sometimes that same kind of testing may not be required in some situations. So, at three levels, first is focus on devotional compatibility. Second is within that profession, try to gravitate towards as less anti-devotional as orientation as possible. And thirdly, now use your creativity to see if the same thing could be done in other ways. That way we can move onwards in our service to Krishna. Thank you.